Good day, everyone. Paige Estrotori here with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive straight in. We begin with an update from the 14th of March, a notable victory for a vehicle owner over insurance company Suncorp in a complex disputed claim, originating from an unfortunate incident where a family member, FS, took the car without permission, ending in a crash under the influence of drugs. Suncorp denied the claim. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority's intervention yielded a different judgment, classifying the incident as theft. Consequently, the car owner was awarded compensation, plus a $2,000 bonus for the stress endured due to poor communication, emphasizing the importance of carefully crafted policy definitions and effective insurer-client dialogue. Moving to cybersecurity, identified as the pinnacle of worries for Australian insurers, in a recent survey by PwC on the 12th of March, the risk of cybercrime has now eclipsed concerns about regulatory demands and even the impacts of climate change in the industry's priorities. With a mounting workload that includes reputation management, addressing workforce shortage, adapting to technology, coping with economic change, and managing costs amidst soaring premiums, the insurance industry is urged to innovate in order to assure cost-effective coverage in these economically strained times. But let's talk a little about insurance policies involving drug influence. A driver claimed that his drink was spiked after testing positive for methamphetamine following a severe car crash. Allianz Australia denied his claim, pushing the case to the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. The authority validated Allianz's decision, emphasizing the driver's delay in communication and that the insurer had managed the claim appropriately. Finally, an update from the Insurance Council of Australia on the 9th of March indicates a surge in insured losses to $1.2 billion due to recent catastrophic weather events, including floods and Cyclone Jasper. While nearly a third of the 90,000 claims have been sorted, the industry has made a commendable recovery progress, with the average claim coming in under $10,000. Although claims from Cyclone Jasper are averaging $28,000, highlighting the massive financial burden weather calamities impose. That wraps up our insurance industry updates for this week. For more information on personal or business insurance options, head over to financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap, keeping you informed. Thank you for listening and see you next week. Stay safe, everyone.